Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Hey everyone, JJ Cooper, Ben Badler here. A special international signing deadline day approaching podcast. As we sit here, really what we're going to talk about today is Roki Sasaki and all the after effects of Roki Sasaki's decision, everything is going to lead to. But Ben, you've been the one who's been kind of everything you predicted about the chaos you predicted months ago. How does it feel to be in the middle of it now? It's all coming true.
Yeah, usually the lead up to January 15th is busy, but it's more just like making sure we have everything lined up correctly, usually some changes here or there. Last year, there was a whole bunch of like age identity investigation stuff that was happening, but nothing like this year. I mean, I started covering international signing period in 2008, and this is definitely the wildest one ever. There's just so much up in the air right now, like even for the teams that are out on Sasaki, where they're like, okay, we know we're not signing Roki Sasaki, but maybe we could sign somebody who falls off from the Dodgers or the Padres or the Yankees or some other team that if they hold off on signing their players on January 15th. So just like there's a ton of chaos where everything that we talk about right now could change by the end of the episode or by the time you're listening to this.
That's one of the things I did want to touch on here, which is for someone who hasn't been following this moment by moment, okay, I'll give the basics, which is Roki Sasaki will sign with someone by January 23rd. That's the ending of his posting date.
Yep.
However, that means that on January 15th, which is the first day that anyone can sign a new, you know, the players who have not reached the age yet, or even if you were eligible last year, there's a dead period. First day you can sign is January 15th. Normally everyone, most everyone signs right around there, but we have the unknown here, which is, I'll kick it back to you. If you're a team who thinks you have any shot of signing Roki Sasaki, that means you're not doing what you normally do on January 15th, right?
Yeah. So to sign Sasaki, every team is going to make sure they have their entire, or every team that's thinks they still have a chance to sign him will make sure that they have their entire bonus pool still available to maximize their offer to him. They're also going to probably try to trade up for more bonus pool space, because you can trade up for up to an additional 60% of your original bonus pool allocation. So teams will be able to generally, depending on what their starting pool amount is, trade up for another $3 to just under $4 million, right, to maximize the offer that they can give Sasaki, which is not all that high. It could be like $10 million relative to his talent. But so they're not going to sign anybody except for the $10,000 guys and under, because those guys, any signing of $10,000 or less is exempt from the bonus pools. So yeah, if you're one of those players, or you're an agent for one of those players who has an agreement to sign with a team that's going to sign Sasaki, it means your player is kind of in limbo right now. And the teams that are in on Sasaki know that, and they're like, hey, like, stick with us. Like, we'll do whatever we can to try to hold you, whether it's, whatever they're telling them. But ultimately, if they sign Sasaki, they're probably not also going to be able to sign these players who they have agreements with and have had agreements with in a lot of cases, going to back to when these players were probably 13 or 14 years old, going back two, three plus years in some cases. And all these other teams who that are not in on Sasaki, or even maybe some of the teams that are in on Sasaki and are trying to make contingency plans for what if we don't sign Sasaki, are seeing the same thing. And they're like, okay, can we sign, maybe we can pick off this player from the Dodgers class or the Yankees class or the Rangers class or Cubs or whoever, and try to sign them and say, hey, like January 15th, like we've got this offer that's going to be maybe more than what you have in agreement with your current team. And it's going to be a signed official contract. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wonder if it's still going to be there after Sasaki announces his decision. So there's just like every 15 minutes, there's something new coming in. We saw one player, Daryl Morrell, who was going to sign with the Dodgers for a little under $1 million. I mean, this guy should be the biggest Roki Sasaki fan in the world right now, because now he's going to sign instead with the Pirates for probably $1 million more, close to $1 million more than what he was originally going to get from the Dodgers. So that's the thing, is certainly there probably will be some players who have agreements who may end up having to settle for less money, especially the guys who haven't continued to develop based on from when they originally agreed to these deals with their teams, probably when they were like 13 or 14. But there's also a lot of guys who get better, and sometimes a lot better since then. And there's a whole bunch of teams that have $1 million, $2 million still in their bonus pool and are going to be like, hey, we don't know where else to spend it. So let's try to go get one of these guys that's under, committed to another club. But it's all very like precarious situation for a lot of reasons.
Along those lines, we saw today, as we said, as we're recording this, the Giants have received word, multiple reporters are reporting that the Giants have been told that they are out on Sasaki, that Sasaki is not going to go to San Francisco, which, as you kind of laid out in your story at Baseball America, you know, that preceded that, the Giants were always going to have trouble kind of here, because if Sasaki's selling point is he wants to be on a West Coast team, they're competing against the Dodgers and the Padres, who both would have some strengths that to kind of leverage against the Giants. If it's like, hey, West Coast is important to me, things like that. With the Giants now being out, though, does that change a little bit? Because when we talk about kind of, there are players who are kind of in this dilemma, there are players who are kind of considered guys who just keep getting better. The Giants were one of the teams that you kept talking about with that.
Yeah, because the Giants, their expected top signing will be Joshua Gonzalez, who's a shortstop from the Dominican Republic, switch hitter. You can watch the video. It'll take you about two ground balls or maybe a swing from each side to see what people are so excited about with him. He's just a super quick, explosive shortstop in everything he does, plus-plus runner. Plus-plus arm, just super quick twitch, athletic, true shortstop. Maybe sometimes needs to like slow it down a little bit, you know, like typical young shortstop who can do a lot of things on the field, but really fast hands from both sides of the plate. Not a huge guy, probably like 5'9", 5'10", something like that, but just a really fast bat. Like I think he will have power, despite not being that big of a guy, just because his hands and his bat are so fast. So, you talk to some international scouts and you say, hey, and it's always a tough question, because sometimes there's a lot of players who, a lot of scouts haven't seen in years or ever, right? Because players commit to sign with a team and then, especially
they
if
disappear.
It's a, yeah, it's like, all right, well, we're not going to, they don't go to showcases and tryouts and workouts anymore. So, sometimes you still will see the player, but anyway, Gonzalez is a guy who pretty consistently comes up as either one of the best, if not the best players for a lot of international scouts in this class. And if he wasn't going to sign on January 15th, certainly I imagine there are probably going to be a lot of teams poking around and saying, okay, how can we take advantage of this situation? But you know, I guess a consolation prize for the Giants for not signing Roky Sasaki is you get a player who might be, or at least has a case to be, a top 10 prospect in your farm system immediately, which means, you know, you're getting a very good prospect. Probably if he's close to top 10 in that farm system, also maybe need to get a little better bit, a little more talent on the farm overall. But this, they are getting one of, if not in the eyes of some scouts, the best international prospect outside of Sasaki this year.
So on January 15th, how is this going to affect like what international signing day is like compared to normal? Like you said, you've been doing this. It used to not be January 15th. It used to be July 2. Now it's right. January 15th. But this is going to be one kind of unlike any other, I would think.
Yeah, for most teams, it'll be kind of business as usual. They'll have their, you know, their January 15th signing ceremony. You know, it's players, you're signing players from a whole bunch of different countries. So some players will sign after January 15th for non-Sasaki reasons, but for the most part, players in the Dominican Republic will sign on January 15th, and you'll see all the photos come out on our social media and all that. But for teams that are still in on Sasaki, they're just not going to sign players other than the $10,000 guys, because otherwise you're just going to have less money for Sasaki, and your owner or the GM will be like, what are you? No, you can't do that. We need that for Roky, just in case. So, and then there could be players too, who we think are signing with one team as of now, who, you know, 30 minutes from now, 48 hours from now might pop up, and end up signing with a different club. So, that's going to it's already created quite a bit of chaos that's continuing to unfold.
What is, you've got a story today that kind of lays out like that, the top candidates to sign Sasaki. Are we talking 4, 5, 6 teams may hold off on signing guys? Is it kind of down to that number, or do you think that there might even be some more on the off chance that they still have a chance?
Yeah, I think it's around there. There's some teams that may hold off on signing players for other reasons other than trying to sign Sasaki and just say like, all right, well, let's see how everything shakes out and unfolds. You'll probably also see trades happening too. Maybe on the 15th, maybe after Roky Sasaki informs teams of a decision. But maybe before too, because think about it, if you want to maximize the offer that you're going to give to Roky Sasaki, you're going to have to trade up for more bonus pool space, right? So if you're, you know, one of those teams with $6.2 million in your bonus pool, you can trade up for like a tick over $10 million, so close to $4 million that you can trade for from another club, or really other clubs, because
clubs, right? There's no way to go out. There's nowhere sitting out there where there's a $4 million chunk where you say, we'll make this trade. Here's $4 million in bonus pool space. And now I'm at 10, right? There's no way to do that. You have to do multiple moves.
Most likely. I mean, Texas is in like an unusual situation where they're very much in on Roky Sasaki. But then you look at, like, you can look at our bonus board and see, oh, like, usually they sign like guys for top money. And right now they have two players on that list, and it's not for a lot, like, not, you know, good money. Right. You know, I'd be happy to have that, but like, it's not something where their bonus pool is tapped out or anything like that. So it's something where, you know, maybe if Roky does inform teams of a decision, then maybe Texas is the one where they're trading away their pool money to the team that signed Sasaki and says, hey, like, you want them, like, you better pay up like a pretty good prospect to get this bonus pool space. But yeah, to get that, to fully maximize your offer and maximize the bonus pool space that you can acquire, you're probably going to have to work out at least a couple of trades to do so. So there are a lot of teams that have money that are available to trade. And it's an interesting position to be in because, I mean, if you have the chance to sign Roki Sasaki and there's a deadline looming on the 23rd, it's not like you can just say, okay, well, we've agreed to sign and we can drag this out until, you know, March or April or whatever. We can afford to be patient and
the clock's ticking
very fast. So it makes more so basically teams that are trading away bonus pool space can say, hey, like, we want a good prospect from you in return. So last year, the Padres, you know, teams knew that the Padres were going to sign Humberto Cruz, a pitcher from Mexico, who's now a top 10 prospect in, you know, and admittedly not great top 10 prospects beyond their top few guys. But after they signed, you know, Leo Dallas DeVries, they needed to trade for more bonus pool space. So they had to trade Blake Dickerson, who was their 10th round, 11, 12, something like that. A pretty good high school pitching prospect who they had just drafted to then sign this other, a 16 or maybe 17 year old pitcher.
Right. Pitcher. They traded one young pitcher to acquire another young pitcher.
Yeah. And that's more than the usual going rate for international bonus pool space. It's hard to get much in trade for just the pool space to then be able to pay and sign a player, right?
The Orioles are an example of this because it used to be that the Orioles were the bank for everyone else because everyone knew that the Orioles weren't going to spend internationally. So if you needed money, correct me if I'm wrong, Ben, but if you needed bonus pool money, you knew that Baltimore always had it and it was always going to be available because they were just not going to spend internationally. And I really struggled to come up with any example of a significant trade they made where they traded away bonus pool space.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Yeah, so yeah, they were basically the ATM. So if I'm another team, and you know, maybe there are so many other teams with who be looking to make a trade, maybe it helps the team trying to acquire space to keep the price reasonable. But I mean, if I'm another club, I'm saying, hey, like the Padres last year just traded Blake Dickerson, you know, whether it's, you know, Dodgers, Yankees, like I'm saying, hey, give me your, like your, I don't know what the price will be, but you know, whether it's your third round pick or your fourth, like some pretty good players could end up changing hands, and whoever signs Roky Sasaki is going to be absolutely happy to do it, because you're going to get Roky Sasaki, fine, price of doing business. So you'll see that, and I think I'm curious to see if teams will trade for, if there's no decision that's been relayed to clubs by January 15th, I'm curious to see if teams will still, if they're in the mix for Sasaki or they think they're in the mix, preemptively trade up for more pool space because of how tricky it is going to be to make the moves to get that pool space and maybe multiple moves. So by doing that, you have everything set up, you have everything lined up, you're preemptively showing Sasaki, hey, this is how much we want you. Like, we know money is not gonna, you know, be the be all end all for you, but we're just doing this in part as a gesture for you to show you how much we want to sign you, that we're willing to trade away good players potentially just for the chance and the opportunity to be able to sign you. And then maybe also at the same time, and I haven't heard this from anybody, it's just my own thinking, that hey, maybe this could also be a way to fend off other clubs from picking off our own current players by saying, hey, like, you know, this guy, you know, you have a $300,000 deal with us. Other teams are coming in and offering, you know, $500 or $600. We just traded up for more bonus pool space. Like, we're not going to sign you today on the 15th, but stick it out with us. And if we don't sign Sasaki, we got all this extra bonus pool space that we don't know what to do with. We'll give you that 600. We'll give you that 500. We'll give you more money in exchange for sticking it out with us. And, you know, if we do sign Sasaki, that's, you know, $500,000 or $600,000 offer is probably still going to be there from another club too. So, you know, hey, you know, we know you, we've built a relationship with you and your family going back for a few years now. We've unofficially helped to develop you to, like, you know, cover years MLB if you're listening to this, but like, you know, stick it out with us, and you know, if we don't sign Sasaki, we'll sweeten the pot for you even more.
So when we talk about this, stuff's happening while we're doing this recording. There are now multiple reports also that the Yankees and Mets are also out. So, and I mean, like, Jack Curry of the Yes Network is reporting that the Yankees were informed. So one thing that does seem to be happening is, and I, you know, that makes some sense in some ways, is we are here recording this in the lead up, you know, it's the 13th as we record this. It does seem like that while there still may be finalists, some of the dust is clearing in time for, like, the Mets, I think, are a perfect example to talk about here, Ben. If the Mets for sure are told you're out, you're not signing Sasaki, which you've been saying you didn't think that they were probably going to sign Sasaki, right? That's significant for them because they already had a very significant international class lined up. And so they don't have they don't run the risk of wrecking it for the chance that's not going to happen. Is that a fair way to put it?
risk of wreck, like the Yankees.
Of like of saying we're not going to sign our top prospect who we've already committed to because we got to hold out the chance that we might could sign Sasaki.
Yeah, I mean, if Sasaki's camp is telling them, hey, like you're out, then okay, great. Now we can go ahead and sign our players as normal. Or again, maybe you tell one of your players or a couple of your players, hey, we're not going to sign you on January 15th. We're out on Sasaki, but we will definitely sign you because we're definitely not signing Sasaki. But we also got like our eye on these other players from the teams that are in on Sasaki, and we are going to try to make a run at them. We might have to trade for some more pool money to do it. So like, just hold off. Like, you know, we'll sign you on the 23rd. We'll sign you on the 24th. But we just got to maybe make a trade, maybe not. Either way, like, we're signing you. You just might have to wait like 7-8 days or something like that. So that could be another potential scenario that happens.
Okay, so let me now flip it and give me the perspective if you are the player or the agent of a player who's in this situation, right? You already mentioned like there are a couple of guys at least who stand to benefit from this, which is, hey, you agreed to a deal, you know, an unofficial, you know, deal that's not binding or anything, but you agreed to a deal at a certain price point a while back. You've developed further. You're probably held in higher regard now, but you're going to stick to the deal that you made at that point. Now you're being told, hang loose, but at the same time, we're not going to sign you on January 15th. And so we've seen, you know, already example, the Pirates of a player signing who's going to get more money than he was expected to make. Mm-hmm. But if you're a player or you're the agent of a player who's being told, hold off, let's see what happens here, or in some cases, potentially even been right, hold off, and in the worst case scenario, we want to sign you in 26, which is the other option you have here, is we'll wait for a whole nother signing class. Take us through the dilemma, you know, if you're a player, like the decisions you have to make about whether you hang on or you say, okay, you know what? It's time for, you know, if I'm an agent, it's time for me to start looking at least for backup plans. How does that kind of work?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we wrote in November that everything that's happening now was probably going to happen. So the time for making contingency plans, Plan B was really a while ago, but it does seem to be picking up a lot more right now as teams are informing players, hey, you know, we're not going to be able to sign you right on January 15th because of Sasaki. Or if they haven't told their clubs, or if the clubs haven't told the players, and the players then the agents at this point realize, wait a second, something is going on here. So yeah, I mean, there's players who are, some of them are just getting offers without maybe even being scouted by other teams yet, since, you know, or at least not recently. But a lot of them have had tryouts, had workouts with other clubs, even though they have these sort of agreements with teams already. Some of them have workouts or tryouts with other clubs or you know, open tryouts lined up to happen today, tomorrow, in the coming week, starting on January 15th. So it's, yeah, I mean, the players and the agents have to do what's best for them. It happens every year, even aside from Sasaki, where other teams will, you know, see players and, hey, this guy's only signing for, you know, $300,000, or this guy's signing for $1 million, but, you know, we have more pool money left. Like, we'll try to offer him more money and get him away. And the agent goes back to the team and is like, hey, you know, we want to keep our word on this deal, but, you know, these other clubs are coming and offering more money and going to us saying that they're going to pay more for him. What can you do? Can you increase the offer? And sometimes teams do just increase the amount that they're going to pay the player to stave off these other teams. And other times the teams say, no, like we have a deal. We have, like, we worked out an agreement. If the player hadn't developed, we would you know, we would stick to that too. And, you know, some of the times it's the other way, right? Where the player doesn't progress and the team doesn't stick to their original agreement and they back out or lower the bonus. So, but in this case, obviously it's okay. You can say we've agreed to sign with this team, but we've agreed to sign depending on the decision of this other player. Like that's not really, it's not really a deal.
And effectively they are saying, and look, if Sasaki chooses us, we're not signing you now.
Yeah. Yeah. The teams, you know, generally I think are trying to say, hey, like, look, we understand, like, if you have to go out and do what's best for you, like, we still like you as a player. We want to sign you, but just as this is the reality of this very unusual situation that is obviously unfortunate for the players and the teams, like certainly like the international scouting departments don't want to be put in that situation. But you know, when you have a player who is the caliber of Roki Sasaki, he's going to come in and be a major league starter right away at the front of a rotation. You know, your owner and your GM or president are like, I don't really care about some 16-year-old kid who may or may never make it past low A.
Right. Basically, the international scouting director is going back and saying, this is not my decision. I don't get to make these decisions because, you know, this is a GM/owner level decision. And I have to, I have to follow that. And so, yeah, so they're, so, okay. Now when we get to January 15th, are there any hints? Obviously, the way this is going, we very well might be able, there might be a able to deduce who are the finalists, who are most of the names that you already know, the Dodgers and Padres and Rangers you've already mentioned are being, you know, probably very significant among that. But assuming that Sasaki's final decision has not been made by January 15th, are there things a fan can be watching for on signing day that might offer any indications of possibilities or teams that might be in, might be out or anything like that? Or is it just going to be too muddy to even kind of glean anything from what happens on the 15th or the 16th?
If you see, you know, certainly if there's a trade that happens, right? Like if all of a sudden you see, I mean, it sounds like the Blue Jays met with him. I think Ken Rosenthal was reporting that. We've heard some talk on the Blue Jays, but kind of viewed them as a team more on the wishing and hoping list, given I think they're just, there's not a very good major league team. They're not a very good farm system. Like I'm sure they'd be over the moon to sign him. Right. But if you are Roki Sasaki and you're coming to Major League Baseball now and giving up, you know, potentially $200 to $300 million contract that you could have had if you waited 2 years, I'm guessing you probably want to go somewhere where you can contend right away. And there's certainly a lot of better options than Toronto.
But if Toronto went out on the 15th and we see that they've made multiple deals to acquire an additional, you know, millions of dollars of pool space.
Yeah.
That would be a strong indicator that they're actually in it.
Yeah. They're not doing that to try to probably, like, you know, give more money to some other So if you see that, that's an indication. If you see, you know, if you don't see any signing photos from your team on a given day, especially for the players who are getting significant signing bonuses or are not just $10,000 guys, that might be something. But also, like, I think there are some teams that just won't sign their players right away for reasons other than that they think they're going to sign Sasaki. So I wouldn't necessarily jump to conclusions there.
The lack doesn't mean, but if you do the flip side of that, if you see a team sign their big money, multi-million-dollar, you know, target, and that you see the signing, you know, on the 15th, you can pretty much say that means that they're almost assuredly out as well, right? You're not going to see the Dodgers are not going to have a signing ceremony on the 15th, we don't think. The Padres, things like that. But if you saw one of those teams all of a sudden signed all their guys, well, there's not, you know, again, there's only so much room here. And by all indications, it's not something where Sasaki's just deciding he's already given up on, you know, that he could have waited 2 years and gotten $200 million contract, but he's not going to sign for $1 million this year, as you laid out. So we're not going to see that. But if you did, that would tell you, if you see your team sign a top target, a seven-figure target on January 15th, you can probably feel comfortable they're not signing Sasaki, correct?
Most likely. I mean, it sounds like he'll get, you know, full pool plus some trade money. On the other hand, who knows? I mean, this, like you said, he's given up a couple $100 million to come over now. Maybe he would take less, or people think he would take less than that. But yeah, I think it's probably a pretty good bet to make that, hey, if you're the Mets and you see Elian Pena smiling and with the holding up a Mets jersey, that's probably a good indication that you're not getting Roki Sasaki.
That, I do want to bring up this, kind of wrap it up with this, which is like, in the case of Ohtani, right? The Angels signing Ohtani was not the place that everyone, when the start of the Ohtani sweepstakes began, I don't think everyone was going, well, clearly he's going to end up in, you know, with the Angels. And that ended up happening. How much of a chance is there here that there could possibly, you mentioned Toronto, I think that would qualify as a very much a surprise signing. And I'm not saying, like, how much do you get the sense from, I know that Joel Wolf is whispering in your ear or anything, but I'm just saying, do you think that there is the possibility here, from talking to all the international scouting directors and all these calls you're making, is this going to, like, is there any chance that this is going to be completely off the wall? Or is this pretty much something where it's, we don't know if it's going to be the Dodgers, we don't know if the Padres, the Rangers, maybe in the Blue Jays, but it's a very small group of teams who are even having to make these plans, you know, in the lead up to January 15th, because everyone else knows we're not involved at all at this point.
I wouldn't rule it out. But it seems like most teams at this point are under the impression that they're out and they're going to go ahead and sign their players as normal on January 15th. And most people, in the industry seem to point to the Dodgers and Padres pretty consistently. And obviously the Dodgers in particular, which is what we've been saying going back for the last year now, are really the favorites to be able to sign him.
It's going to be fascinating. But again, it's not the only thing that's going to be fascinating with January 15th. And we do hope that that's kind of that this has given you a little taste of that as well, which is there's a lot of other things that will be going on January 15th and January 16th, 17th, 18th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and maybe even beyond because of all of this. But as we kind of wrap up, Ben, is there anything we haven't covered that fans, that listeners should know, you know, as we get prepped for January 15th?
Just a lot of chaos right now. There's probably a lot of things going on behind the scenes that I guess mostly talked about at this point. So it's definitely been one of the more eventful lead ups to the start of the signing period that we've ever seen.
Well, with Ben Badler, if you just check out, you know, baseballamerica.com, we will be keeping you updated all throughout this. Again, if you've been following and reading Ben all through this, going back to November, going back before that, it's kind of given you a roadmap of kind of the lead up to this, the chaos that is happening. This isn't surprising. This was kind of what we expected would be the case the moment we saw where the posting was going to happen and all that. And this is all the after effects from it as well. These are all things that are actually, they're chaotic, but they're also pretty predictable as well. So check out all of Ben's stuff at baseballamerica.com. We thank you for the listen. If you're watching on YouTube, we also thank you there. Please like and subscribe. If you're doing a listening on the podcast, please you know, leave us a review on your favorite podcast provider. For Ben, I'm JJ. So long, everybody.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.